The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to New Year's Day, 1984.
University of Detroit Glee Club sings in another session of Ask the Professor. Yeah, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint.
Is he an advertisement for alcohol or against? I can't quite tell.
That's allowed.
It's for alcohol.
Today we have our regular panel more or less with us. On my right from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Pass the aspirin.
On his right from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Bob didn't drink.
Beat him down.
Went to bed at 9 o'clock, didn't you?
Yeah.
Insufferable omnipotence.
On his right from the Department of Psychology, Bernie Green.
I didn't drink either. Let's have some loud questions.
Yes, on his right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
It was another pagan buck as a go-go.
And on her right, my left, from the Department of Political Science, Professor John Klemanski.
I'm here, Edwin.
Good. I'm glad. Most of the questions you hear on this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you'll receive an autograph.
Oops, they wound them up. They wound them up.
Almost. An autograph photograph. If you fail to stump the panel, you'll just get the autograph photograph. All right, group. Here it is. 1984.
Mm-hmm. Face the year without fear.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Okay. We have nothing to fear but the year.
We have nothing to fear but the year itself. That's right. That's good.
Very good. Our first set of questions of 1984 comes from Neil Roberts of Detroit, Michigan.
Whoops.
You.
Who says...
Boy, that was close.
As a student of popular culture, I have developed an interest in two distinct yet related aspects of the American entertainment industry.
But is this a PhD dissertation or what?
Sounds like it.
Is this an introduction? I want to thank Professor So-and-so for all his invaluable aid and assistance.
And my wife for typing and all that stuff. Yeah.
For her patience.
My children,
mother.
Without whom this would have been done years ago.
Right?
One is film... The other is late-night TV.
Uh-huh. They're synonymous.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Here is where my interests combine. Have you ever noticed the way in which TV magazines describe movies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, due to space limitations, they must summarize two-hour movies into one descriptive sentence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not even a whole sentence.
That sentence presumably is an accurate description of the film as well as a teaser.
Oh, this might be clever.
Yeah.
Below are some movies which have been so summarized. I have taken them verbatim, but have added for some of the harder ones the years in which they were made.
George, how about the number of stars? Buffer.
He says, let me give you an example of a famous movie which fell into the hands of the TV mag writers.
Oh, this is good.
Rebels and robots band together to attack the space fort of an oppressive galactic empire.
Oh, this is the New York Times.
Yeah, Star Wars?
Star Wars,
Star Wars,
yeah.
That's right.
Now we go on to the actual questions.
Uh-oh.
You have to get 7 out of 11.
Hmm. All right.
A young widower recalls his wife, a victim of leukemia.
Love story.
Oh, yes,
dear.
That's an accurate description.
And that's about all that's worth, too.
That's really it. The lives of five people are deeply affected when a stranger shows up at the local Labor Day picnic.
Picnic.
That's right.
Sure.
Oh. I got it from picnic. Generally, the last word of the sentence is a clue.
Okay.
To the name. Oh,
okay.
You have to read these very carefully.
I see.
Bernie's a student of this.
Okay. Yes.
A pair of rival cereal makers compete for the talents of a small girl.
Little Miss Marker.
Well, you've got the right woman, the right actress.
Sarah Churchill?
Shirley Temple Black.
It's Shirley Temple. Oh. What were you going to say now?
I was going to say Snap, Crackle.
No. What film would it be?
Did she make films?
Yeah.
Many of them.
Shirley Temple.
Yes.
That's the only one I know.
Two cereal companies.
No.
What is she?
Yeah. Little Miss.
On the Good Ship Lollipop or whatever.
Good, yes.
Yeah. You're going to lose this one.
Yeah.
Popsy, Wopsy, and Mop'em Pail.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook
Farm.
Farm.
Right.
A religion professor and his band of thieves attempt to rob the Vatican of its jewels.
The Pickering Caper.
A religion professor and his... I didn't see that.
Oh, I know that.
Tup Copy.
Walter Pigeon played the religion professor.
Yeah, it's not Tup Copy. That's some other...
That's
another heist.
They're stealing whose jewels?
The Vatican's.
It's Pink Panther.
No, it's called The Vatican Affair.
The
Vatican Affair.
Bernie, you're right about that. It's in the title.
It's in the title, yes.
Okay.
Hairstylist tries to juggle washing, styling,
shampoo.
And romance.
Shampoo.
With the emphasis on romance.
Yes. Black militants take over a large advertising agency.
Oh, I've seen that. That's Putney Swope.
That's right.
It had to be done in the 60s, of course. Yeah. That's when it was, late 60s.
Mm-hmm. A Martian calls off a planned invasion when he falls in love with a beautiful Earthling. Hint, it stars Annette Funicello.
Oh, no.
The Odd Couple.
No.
Was this on the beach? Did this take place
beach
on the
blanket,
beach?
Beach blanket party or something.
It's Party's in the title.
Party.
Yeah.
Oh,
Martian
Galactic
party.
No.
The World of the Wars party.
No.
The beach party. The
no.
Some kind of party.
No.
Space party.
What kind of parties do teenage girls have?
Sleepover parties.
Pajama parties.
That's right.
Pajama party.
That's right. One of the great films featuring Annette Funicello over there. A straight-laced preacher on a South Seas island attempts to convert a fallen woman to the ways of purity and Christianity.
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Lana Turner? No.
Well, yeah, she played in a remake of it.
Oh.
Big hurricane scene.
Yes, it has a big hurricane scene.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
island.
Typhoon.
It's windy.
Typhoon?
It's raining.
Yes.
Monsoon.
Raining?
Almost.
Rain in Spain.
Rain. Yes, rain.
1932. Rain.
Yes, rain.
Oh, I knew that, yes. Suddenly
you know
I realized I had
actor?
Said the word.
Yes.
And the goose came down on the ceiling.
You know who played the actor? Claude
Rains, of course.
Right. And the rains came.
A young woman with a questionable past becomes involved with a marine and a minister on a Pacific island. No, not the same movie.
That's the sequel, right?
That's Robert Mitchum.
And this
the
starred Rita Hayworth.
Yes, Rita Hayworth and Anthony Quinn.
The only one I know with her is
South Sea Betsy.
The one that the DFT, the Detroit Film Theater, just did it not too long ago.
This helps.
Miss Sadie Thompson.
That's it. Miss Sadie Thompson.
Was Lee
right.
Marvin
it was in 3D,
in
I think they had it.
No,
oh,
it
really?
Kung Fu student vows to avenge a massacre.
Right.
That's the
revenge
whole
of the dragon.
That's the answer. Yeah.
That's
pick
all,
one. Any
Bruce
one.
Bruce Lee.
Yes.
That's all of them.
Yes.
Revenge of the dragon.
Yeah, that's good enough. A pair of newcomers to New York catch their landlady running a white slave ring.
Do they give a year?
This is
yes, 1967, and it starred Julie Andrews and Carol Channing.
Not the out-of-towners.
No.
5 to 9?
No.
No. What, in 67? I don't know.
Mary Poppins?
Yes.
No.
Mary Poppins
goes
meets
to New York.
Goes
Zilla
to Neverland.
This was thoroughly modern Millie.
Oh, yes.
Bonus question.
Oh.
How about this 1953 movie starring John Wayne and Donna Reed? A football coach, saddened by the absence of his wife and child, leads his team to victory.
Can you imagine whoever writes these? What fun they must have.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Do you get paid to do it?
Gee, that sounds like an interesting movie, but
yes.
I'm not sure what it is.
That was a film called Trouble Along the Way.
Trouble on the 50-yard line.
Oh. Well, panel, you've begun 1984 by losing.
Losers.
Yes.
Nobody had great expectations for 84 anyway, so
that was another good film.
So Mr. Right. Roberts wins a book. And an autograph photograph. And those were fun. I hope he sends in some more like that. Okay. Our next set of questions comes from Helen Morena of Herkimer, New York.
Herkimer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a regular correspondent.
Dear gang, guess it's about time I sent you some more questions from the heart of the beautiful Mohawk Valley. Your show was aired here at 8 a.m. Sundays on WTLV.
You won't hear it this week.
Nope.
Get 8 out of 10. When was the motto, "In God We Trust," first on a U.S. coin?
In the late 30s.
And was there some special occasion for it?
Wasn't it in the late 30s?
No, much earlier than that.
Oh, well, it was only adopted universally then in the late 30s, or something like that. I don't know. Civil War?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that's good enough. It was 1864.
And was there a, there was a party?
There's a special occasion for it. Is there any reason for it? Why did they do this?
1864?
Yeah.
Is that a significant year?
God's birthday.
No.
It was Christmas Day.
No, it was said that it increased religious feelings during the Civil War.
Yeah. Mm.
I can well understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who signed Clark Gable's army discharge papers in World War II?
Jimmy Stewart.
But close.
He was a general. Right?
It's close.
Jimmy.
No, not Jimmy.
Stewart.
Well, was it the president?
He is now.
Well, Sarah said
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, I was just. Why would he do that?
It was Captain Ronald Reagan.
How about that?
What was General Dwight D. Eisenhower's Allied code name?
Baldy.
Wimp.
No, neither one.
Ike.
Nope.
Ike.
I like names. Ike.
Thornbird.
Nope. Nope. It was Duckpin.
Duckpin.
Well, that figures.
Who was the first president to have a telephone on his desk?
It's got to be Millard Fillmore.
No, it wasn't.
He's got those all those firsts.
Oh, well, it would have been in the 1880s.
Much later, to have a telephone on his desk.
On his desk?
Much later.
Well, not much.
Try the 1920s.
You're right. Kidding.
Is that right?
George,
Coolidge?
The 1920s.
Not Hoover.
Hoover.
Hoover. Good heavens.
No, that was a vacuum cleaner.
Boy, they were cheap.
Yes. Yes.
That country, I mean, you look
how
at
how many
the
people were on the line with them, I wonder.
Well, they probably had a dozen line. Or so like we
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Which of the following U.S. presidents did not serve as a Civil War general? Grant, Hayes, Garfield, or McKinley?
McKinley.
That's right. Yeah, he was a major.
Oh, yes.
Yes, of
yes,
course.
Of course.
You knew that.
Miss his Lieutenant discharge Colonel. Papers were signed by Ronald Reagan also.
Yes. What is the longest peninsula in the world?
The longest peninsula?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the world.
How long is long?
800 miles long.
Is it in America?
Yes, it
the
is.
Barren?
And it's the Upper Peninsula?
No, it isn't.
No, that's
well, how long is that?
It's not
well, that's
miles.
Only...
It's not Florida.
It's only about 100 miles.
Mm-hmm. The Baja.
Yes, the Baja.
That's in Mexico.
No.
No, that's in an ad.
The Baja Peninsula.
He said yeah. North America.
Yes.
Oh, North America. Yeah. Oh.
P.G.
In
Wodehouse.
South America, it's called the Haha.
Yes. P.G. Wodehouse, what were his first names?
Peter.
Pigeon Guts.
Pelham.
Which is why they called him PG.
Yes.
Right. He always went by the initials, and you could understand why.
Pelham Grenville.
Yes.
That was a shot in the dark.
Bob, you're reading minds again.
It was a dark shot.
Only do that when you're paid.
Oh, my Lord. That's astounding. Who was the last Confederate leader to surrender?
He hasn't yet.
No, they're still. He's down in a holler.
They're still fighting the Civil
what
War.
What are you talking
there?
About?
We'll let you know when it happens. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
This the answer I have is Brigadier General Stand Watty, a Cherokee chief. On June 23rd, 1865, more than 2 months after Lee surrendered at Appomattox.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He should have used the telephone on his desk.
Mm-hmm.
What is the official name of the Statue of Liberty?
We've had this.
Yes.
Liberty enlightening the world.
That's right.
Oh.
And what is the hometown of MASH's Walter Radar O'Reilly?
Iowa.
That's the right state. Now get the town.
On the show, not his real.
Yeah.
Davenport, no, Cedar Rapids, no, Eagle Grove.
Dubuque.
Ottumwa or
that's
something
it.
Like that.
Ottumwa.
Hey, all right.
Ottumwa, Iowa.
I knew there were a couple of towns left.
Very good, panel. Very good. You only got two. Well, you just made it. You got the 8 out of 10.
Did we really?
Yes.
We finally
wow.
won. Well,
yes, yes. But you just squeaked by.
Are you telling the whole truth and
yes.
nothing but the truth?
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. We're into Newspeak, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 84, yes.
Yep.
We thank Helen Moreno.
Big brother
glad to
moderating.
Hear from her again. She'll get her photograph and send in some more.
You're
listening to a special encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor show from 1984. Matt Mayo and the current panel of UDM professors will return next week with more brand new programs. But for now, let's return to this classic show from New Year's Day, 1984.
Our next set of questions comes from Marcia Hudson of Otisville, Michigan, who says, I'm a freshman at Lakeville High School in Otisville, Michigan. I listen to your show every Sunday night when I can stay awake. I have 10 questions here, and you'll probably
get them. Help that.
That's pretty easy. You must have 8 correct to pass.
There are another 14 about dates.
You may give hints, she says.
Okay. Why don't you give the hints first and then ask the questions?
Sure. What event took place on July 20th, 1969?
She was born.
No. They hit the moon.
That's
moon.
Right.
Yeah, the moon.
They reached the moon.
That's right.
The wrong stuff.
The wrong stuff.
The wrong stuff.
They missed the moon and hit Mars.
They were aiming for London.
What event took place on April 20th, 1939?
The Hindenburg?
No.
This, the War of the Worlds.
This involved...
April?
It involved the media.
Yes.
The Hindenburg.
What's his name's show?
Oh.
Orson Welles' show?
No, no.
Not the one where...
It's not a specific show. It's a certain type of broadcast.
Television began.
That's right. That's right. It's the first commercial TV broadcast.
Never amount to anything.
Oh, no.
Too fuzzy, small.
Plaything of the rich.
Yeah.
Doesn't work well.
What event took place in 1934?
Well, several, I'm sure.
In 34?
Yeah. I mean, I... this
What
is,
event of what?
Well, many people did not pay their income tax.
Well, I'm going to have to... I mean, this is... this
Give
is
a hint,
This
yeah.
is not phrased well.
Well, she was sleepy.
Yes, that's right. She was sleepy when she wrote this, obviously.
And grumpy, too.
And sneezy.
What
and
is God. A section Don't of the country referred to that was hit very badly by the Depression?
Oh, the Dust Bowl?
That's
Dust
right.
The Dust Bowl.
That's
okay.
right.
Henry Fonda was born.
Yes.
And again.
It's now a college football game.
Yes.
Today or tomorrow. Isn't
yeah.
it?
We play in the Dust Bowl.
Yeah, it's for the really loser teams in the country. They play in the Dust Bowl.
I live in the Dust Bowl.
Well, clean up more, will you?
Yeah, I mean, we could always clean the office.
We told you to plant the sod green side up.
Yes. What event took place on March 1st, 1932?
Well, Roosevelt got
inauguration.
No, not March 1st.
This is
it was March 20-something.
This is a famous crime.
In those days...
It was March.
Lindbergh.
Yes.
Lindbergh kidnapping.
That's right.
In Lindbergh. Those days, the inauguration was in March. It was March 20-something.
Was it Von Hauptmann or something?
Yeah, you get the impression they're doing a different show here.
You're trying to get control of the show again?
I just thought.
You think it's yours, huh?
Start the new year, you know. Yeah,
final exercise control. Edwin,
they've been on a different wavelength for years now.
I think so, yes.
Szymanski's really from chemistry.
Szymanski. He can't even get the name straight. I love it.
Yes, he doesn't know my name either, John, so that's all right.
He thinks you're a judge.
You guys are on a different way.
Yeah. These psychologists, you know, if it's approximate, it's okay.
Bernie Verdi.
Klemanski.
Yes. What event took place on August 21st, 1959? And this was political significance.
The U2 incident.
In what, again?
Of American political constitutional significance.
No, say it.
April 21st, 1959.
Oh, the amendment.
I suppose it would have been.
Oh, Alaska was admitted to the Union.
That's yes. not Alaska.
Hawaii.
That's right.
Yes, the amendment to the 50 states.
It's not an amendment to the Constitution.
Well, whatever it is.
I was fishing.
It's an amendment to the country.
Yeah, it's an amendment to the country, yeah. What event took place on July 23rd to 30, 1967?
July 23rd to
1967. Well, it was
Detroit riots.
That's right.
Riot.
That's right.
The insurrection.
What event took
place? But they still delivered pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What event took place on September 25th, 1515?
Ponce de Leon?
Is it the Northwest Passage?
No, it was beyond
Balboa.
That. Yes.
DeSoto invented the car.
Oh, yeah. Balboa.
Balboa came
discovered
and thought he
the
found
Pacific.
That, the Indian Ocean.
That's right. Okay. That's right. That's it. What event took place on March 5th, 1770? And if Pickering doesn't get this...
Must have been the Tea Party or something.
Well, it was like that.
On what day?
March 5th, 1770.
17? I don't know. It's not Concord and Lexington.
No.
Because that's April 19th.
And as a result,
made new silver bowl.
Master of Kung Fu decided to take revenge.
Right.
So what was it?
The massacre?
Yes.
Boston massacre.
Boston massacre.
They killed all those Irish.
What event took place on April 14th, 1865?
Lincoln's assassination.
That's right. And finally, what event happened on January 24th, 1848?
The Paris Commune.
No. That's a good guess.
Yeah, 1848. Are we into the Mexican War there?
Well, we're finishing it.
You're on the right hemisphere now.
1848.
January 24th, 1848.
The Alamo.
No.
When was the Alamo?
Randolph Scott wasn't born yet. We're in North America.
That's right.
Are we in the Southwest?
No.
We're not in the Southwest.
We're in the West.
In the West. Oh, the gold.
Oh, California, gold, the gold rush.
That's right. That's right.
Fremont.
Discovery of gold. That's right.
Sutter's Folly.
Sutter's Mill.
Sutter's Mill.
I thought that was Acapulco.
She says,
it is
"No, that's where the gold is now."
Oh.
She says she hopes we had fun with these. Well, we did. Those were fun.
Yeah.
We're sorry she didn't stump the panel, but
well, we're really not.
Wake up!
Yeah, but send in some more. Send in some more.
Wake up!
You'll get a photograph out of this.
Awake.
Well, it's true. It is. All right. Next set of questions comes from Mike Richter of Urbandale, Iowa.
Urbandale sounds like Central City.
Right. 10 questions are enclosed. Variety ranging from music and television to Disney and movies. Couple of questions, nothing to do with any of the above. Passing is 80% because, hey, I want the book. Have another couple of cocktails and go for it. All right. Name Jack Benny's polar bear, which he kept in his basement.
Mary Livingston.
No. Think of the last name of an American popular composer of the 30s and 40s.
Copeland.
Who wrote songs with incredibly long, convoluted titles.
Carmichael.
That's right. What are the radio station call letters where Mark Megaphone Slackmire from the comic strip Doonesbury is DJ?
That's WBBY.
That's right. Name the setting of the TV series Apple's Way.
It's about these home computers and how they take over the kitchen.
It sounds like a horse opera to me.
It's a fruit market.
No, it's a Western or something.
No,
it's San Francisco.
It's in California.
It was a ripoff on Little House on the Prairie or something.
I know. It was written by Proust. It's after Swan's Way. It's Apple's Way.
Yes, then
is it a current show?
I don't think it is.
It's a show that didn't make it.
It was set in Appleton, Iowa.
Appleton, Iowa. That's
no wonder.
Iowa.
Name the name of the invisible doorman of Rhoda's apartment building in the TV series.
Carlton.
That's right. Name one of the three groups that Steve Winwood appeared in.
Well, Blind Faith, Traffic.
You got it.
Keep going.
Spencer Davis.
That's
group.
It. Okay.
Hey, John knows something.
What were the first spoken words in the 1939 movie Gone with the Wind?
Frankly, Scarlett.
No.
No. Hi.
What'd you say?
Call me Ishmael.
What did you say?
The first is the last.
The first. Oh, I thought you'd almost said it.
What did you almost say?
I don't particularly care.
Something like, oh, Miss Scarlet.
No, it was...
Oh, I don't know anything about birth and babies.
No, that's in the middle. It was quittin' time.
Quittin' time.
Miller time.
Well, who remembers that? Yes. Reminds me of this friend of ours who once said that he goes to see Gone with the Wind every time it comes out because he feels he's never seen it. And then 2 minutes into the film, he realizes, oh, it's this boring
movie. Oh, it's
movie.
This movie.
Yes. Yeah. Give the name of the Quick Trip Mini Mart dog.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I.
Bingo.
Quick Trip Mini Mart dog.
Rover.
Spot.
Anyway, the name is Lamar. Okay.
I don't even know what it means.
Neither
is that a show? Or
it's got to be a local
Lamar Cranston?
Sort of like 7-Eleven. Right.
Big in Iowa.
Lamar Cranston.
Name the Mouseketeers from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Annette Funicello.
Well, Sissy Bobby... Dinky,
Rinky, Sneezy, Ropsy, Mopsy, and Pop.
Wrong.
We had to do all of them?
Cheryl, Bobby, Annette, Karen, Cubby, Darlene, Sharon,
Tommy,
and Doreen.
Oh, I said Annette Funicello.
Tommy we would have gotten.
Yeah.
There were two.
The name of the Disneyland's 1953-deck stern-wheeler steamboat on the half-mile-long Rivers of America. What is the name of it?
The Robert E. Lee.
No.
USS Enterprise Constitution Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. The Samuel Clemens.
That's right, the Mark Twain. And finally, the name of the rather strange doorman and butler for Dr. Frank N. Ferter, in other words, of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, I've never seen that. Have you ever seen
No, I haven't never seen that.
I never had the costume.
Yeah.
So I couldn't
go. Can you
go
straight?
No.
You can't?
No.
Really.
No.
They don't let you in?
It's not allowed.
The kids will rip you apart.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do it.
Do they cannibalize you?
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
I heard once that this was made as a serious movie.
No.
Yes.
Yes?
And it busted. They hired a public relations firm that got this cult business going. They said, the only way you're going to make money on this movie is to trash it.
Yeah.
And so they hired kids to go and trash the movie. And then it caught on. And they're making a fortune trashing this movie. I mean,
some people have seen it 50 times or something.
My daughter. What are we talking about? Some people. Like we don't know who they are.
Well, the name of the butler is Riff Raff.
Of course.
Of course.
We were getting around to that. Yeah, I don't know why you jumped the gun.
I can name another butler.
Putting it in historical context.
Can I name another butler?
Mm-hmm.
Lurch.
Oh, yes.
Edwin,
who is Lurch?
Lurch.
Who is Lurch?
Very good. Lurch is the butler in the Addams Family with Carolyn Jones.
Oh, yes.
And who was the husband?
Oh, wait a minute.
John Astin.
Yes. Very good.
Of course. Yes.
Husband of, or a strange husband of Patty Puke or whatever.
Her name was Estrangia or something.
Yes.
Cruella DeVille.
He is waking up from last night's party. He really is.
But you know what's on his mind.
Yeah,
Life is coming back.
Yes. First the thought, then the action.
Well, we're sorry, Mr. Richter, that you didn't stump the panel, but...
How did we do on the Richter scale?
You did very well on the Richter scale. But Mr. Richter will have to content himself with the autograph photograph.
8.5.
That's right. But does our panel have anything appropriate to say as we launch ourselves into 1984?
When in doubt, choose B.
I think that as we face a new year, we should all realize that nothing is really going to improve.
That's the optimist credo.
We have nothing to fear but improvement itself.
As my father used to say when I was but a child, cheer up, George. Things will get worse.
The worst is yet to come.
We have the same father.
He was right. Yes. He was right, of course.
Yes. Sarah, any words of wisdom?
No, I can't think of any.
In Latin.
Well, that was good. No. I like that.
That was good. That was
life
good.
Life is harsh and complex and...
And that's why we like it.
Oh, yes.
Life is wonderful, and you should be having a good time all the time.
How about old
acquaintances? Yes. Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
Not so loud.
We can't do this.
It hurts.
You can use it, Fred.
9, 8, 7, 6.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the E.J. Smith Media Center on the U of D campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Eileen Ray McCann. Executive producer is Tom Poisson. Technical director is Jim Muir. And until next time, this is your host wishing you Happy New Year, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason, thanking you for listening to today's classic Ask the Professor New Year's program from 1984. Matt Mayo and the current panel of Ask the Professor return next week, so please plan to join us.